flat across the top. Your hair is cut off to just a crew cut that's flat on the top. And
okay, those two terms are synonymous for you? Flat top and crew cut?
Yeah, I would say they're synonymous.
Okay, good.
Maybe you also call it bush whack or something like that.
What's that?
Is that the term? A butch, maybe. There's butch wax that you use for a butch boy haircut or something like that. Just where I could say that something would be like a flat top and you wax your hair off or something.
Oh, okay.
Because they would comb it straight up the front, you know.
Yeah.
Make it stand up there, be real sharp.
Yeah, what did you call did you have any term for the way the hair was styled in the back or, you know?
It was all cut real thin. It was all cut all the way around. Except you really know that the only picture they had hair was in, sort of on the top.
Okay.
And the side was really cut close to your head.
And what's that? Is that?
I was finished describing the crew cut.
Oh,
nice. Flat top.
Okay.
There's also things like G.I. Joe, as you call it, and all those style haircuts, you know.
Okay.
You know, instead of G.I. Joe, that would be where you have your head skin.
Okay,
shade.
Okay. What about, what do you call when everything's shaved on the side except for
a mohawk.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I had squeezed down.
Okay, yeah. Anything else?
There's different haircuts. I wouldn't know what you'd call them, like blow dry cuts.
Yeah, but those are the only distinctions.
I would say.
What about women's haircuts?
They used to be pink boy or vegetable hair or something.
What was that?
It was cut, it was lock it to the bowl and then cut it in the ring.
Okay.
You know, who's the name? He used to have some ladies' hairstyles, I can't think of them right now.
Okay.
Only that one. And there was another that was similar to that, but I can't think of what it is. But, you know, girls, they may have bangs, or they don't have bangs. They have white devils.
Let's see. What do you call an effeminate male or a boy with womanish ways?
Woman? maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't know if I would call him a fag or a gay. I may say he's a little, you know, gay or queer, but then
he's not necessarily homosexual.
Yeah, I can't. That's what I said. I wouldn't necessarily say that because I wouldn't say that he is homosexual. Which I would say calling him gay or a fag or a queer when a person is being homosexual.
Okay.
And I wouldn't think that he would be that. I would just say he had feminine lines. Sort of.
What do you call a girl or man, a woman with man traits? Brute. Yeah, real brute. Okay. I don't know. I couldn't say she was necessarily lesbian. Okay. So I just call her a little masculine woman.
Okay. Maybe a specific term.
Have you ever heard the term butch?
Butch? No. That is brute.
Okay. Alright. No, I was just wondering. Okay, what about female homosexuals?
A female homosexual.
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, there is another word. I just heard last night. I can't think of what it was. It's in the movie. I just call it first with the lesbian.
Okay.
Because the slang, like, queer fag and gay or something like that, but I think of it referring to a guy.
Okay.
In terms of that, I guess you can use both, because if you're gay, that would mean, if that means you're homosexual, if you're homosexual, it means you can be man, male or female.
Right.
So it would probably both, but I guess I would consider women as being a lesbian and a guy as being either fag, queer, gay.
Okay, sexually overactive male. Any term for that?
Sexually overactive male.
Anything at all?
I'm trying to think. I used to play in girls as being, gosh, I can't see this wording. God, this bothers me when I can't think of what. I'm an idiot. I'm just telling you. Some of the things I can't think of, but when people ask you, it's just too hard. Gosh, I've said this word so many times. I can't think it. I don't usually refer to it as a male. Usually I think of it as being a girl. I don't know. I can't think of the word.
Well, is there anything you refer to?
Refer to as a guy. You know, sexually overactive.
Someone who's just saying like a bit, you know. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, the word. Golly. Horny is this one.
Okay.
There's another more technical name, the one I'm trying to think of. Go at horny because I just really don't want to use it. I don't know, that's sort of a gross word to me. I hear it see all the time, I'm around horny and wearing this t-shirt.
I thought that's the desire to be overactive.
Maybe not being able to be satisfied or something.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what about a sexually indiscreet male? Any terms for that?
When you say indiscreet, like, is...
In terms of, you know, like, someone who may undress in public.
That's right. Yeah, flasher.
Okay.
A streaker.
Okay.